welcome back. It is 11:06. In the same vein that Arkansas's defense during the football season many times made opposing quarterbacks and other players look like Heisman Trophy candidates, the Arkansas basketball team is making SEC Players of the Week of all its opponents. And I mean that quite literally this week. More on that in a moment, but let's get our calls in regarding the Super Bowl, and I haven't been getting grades. Grade the game, grade the halftime show, grade the commercials. By the way, Bruno Mars coming this summer to Verizon Arena, and tickets are now on sale. Bob.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment about the game. I was told that there's more players playing the game yesterday from Wisconsin than any other university, and that'd be a good recruiting tool for Bielema, it seems like. But it may need to be checked, but I was told that they counted up more from Wisconsin. So that's a good thing for us with this recruiting, so I'll hang up and listen.
Bob, that's a great point. I don't know that for a fact, but I will take your word for it. I hope that's accurate.
Maybe Portland State's recruiting is going to shoot through the roof. Or that they had, three or four players out of Portland State in the Super Bowl, which was more than any team out of the SEC.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a regional team. Is it? They all? I guess they're all Seahawks?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah. Right down the road.
I don't even know if that's Division I.
Portland State? I don't think so. I would say no, but I don't know. You can look it up.
I'm going to.
Fine.
It is Division I. They play in the Big Sky, so that'd be FCS.
Big Sky is a really good conference.
Yeah.
I guess we don't talk about Portland State much. They're not normally ranked or highly thought of, I don't think, unless I just totally overlooked them. There are some really good Big Sky football teams, though. That's where Montana State play, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty filthy. Ray.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I wasn't going to call in this morning, but then when that guy got on down there, Dave, that guy from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And said he was older than, you know. But you know what? He didn't really mention none of the old quarterbacks like Dan Fouts, Skalback, White. And you know, with the great Peyton Manning like he did, no, he's all wrong. Peyton Manning is one of the greats. And, yeah, he had a bad game. So what? But I wish that guy, you know, that called in, Dave, that he's bet all this money and everything. That stuff, I just let it go out the other ear anyway. Because I don't think he knows what he's talking about to start with. But I just had to call in and say, hey, you know what? Peyton Manning's my guy, and I'd go with him if he's.
I'm with you. Ray, thank you. Yeah, I'm not even a Peyton Manning fan, but I would definitely defend him as one of the greats all time. Again, I think you've got to combine wins with statistics, and I think if you don't have that combination, I can't think of you as one of the greats of all time. The guy that I struggle with a little bit is Montana, because you're 4-for-4 in Super Bowls. You won 3 MVPs out of those 4 wins. Statistically speaking, in the big scheme of things, you're not one of the elites. But when you consider his postseason success and the way that offense and Bill Walsh and that whole deal to kind of change football to some degree with the West Coast, I mean, it's hard not to put him in, you know, the top, at least top 10 for sure, which I think he probably is anyway. And the question would be, is he a top 5 guy?
And you heard me say last week, I mean, if I'm picking one quarterback to start a team with, I mean, I don't know if it would necessarily be Montana, but man, I mean, I want him in the biggest game that I'm playing. I just don't think he loses.
Got no problem with that. I don't have a problem with his backup, Steve Young, either.
That's true.
Is it safe to say that Steve Young is the greatest left-hander in the history of the NFL at quarterback?
Probably. I can't think of another one.
I love Boomer. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I love Boomer.
But he's not Steve Young.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Look, I bet you that 60% of the people in Denver right now are probably as high as Mile High Stadium. and you know what? Let me just say this, y'all. For 2 weeks, it's been all about Peyton Manning and those receivers. The offense of Seattle didn't get no respect. They wasn't really talked about, even though they did say, well, you know, they got the number one defense. And I chose Seattle all the way because let me just say this, and I hope I don't offend anybody. Do you actually think that a number one defense in the NFL, which has basically all black players on defense, do you really think that they was going to let Peyton Manning beat them on national TV in front of millions and millions of people? Do you actually believe that?
I don't know what race has to do with anything in this particular scenario, but...
Well, I said, I hope I don't...
I'm not offended.
Anybody.
I'm offended not I'm not really offended other than the lack of common sense in the particular comment you made. I don't get that. Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything. But I'm not offended.
They didn't beat them last night. They won't beat them next year, and they are not going to beat them 100 years from now. That's all I got.
You know what? I'll give you this. They're not going to beat them 100 years from now because neither one of these teams will look anything like they do today. The other thing I would say is that Seattle has an awfully tough road within its own division to try to get back to another Super Bowl, although the numbers are already out in the way too early predictions on next year's Super Bowl because we want everything now.
Before any of the player movement has taken place.
Seattle's a slight favorite ahead of Denver to win the Super Bowl next year. The problem is they've got to get over on San Francisco.
Yeah.
They've got to get over on Arizona in their own division. The other thing is this is a team much like New Orleans – that if they don't have home field advantage, it's a significant difference. Now, clearly, they played really well. Everybody I saw on Twitter, Facebook, and on, you know, talking about it broadcasting-wise, talked about how it was a very pro-Seattle crowd. So it may not have been the 12th man, but it was a pretty good home field advantage, it sounded like, last night for Seattle. But again, all that aside, they did earn the home field advantage. It is a tough division, though, and if San Francisco doesn't take a step backwards and Arizona doesn't take a step backwards, those guys are going to be hard to contend with within their own division, which means it's much easier not to have a record so gaudy that it's going to give you home field advantage. Now, look, they're young, they're talented, they're well-coached, they got a great city, they got a great stadium, they got a great advantage. There's a lot of things working in their favor. They got an unbelievably good young quarterback. They got probably one of the top two running backs in the league. It's hard to argue. I mean, certainly one of the top three or four running backs in the league. I don't want to get into who's the best and all that. Great defensive line, great defensive backfield, great linebacking core. I mean, they're so good at every. They have a great kicker. Hauschka's a great kicker. He didn't come down to anything he did last night. He had a couple chip shot field goals early. But I would say that they have a tough road, and if they don't get home field advantage, we'll see how great they are if they have to go on the road a couple of times during the playoffs as opposed to having home field advantage. But again, they were the best team in the NFC this year. They earned the home field advantage. They earned the NFC bid, and they were the best team on the field last night by far.
I mean you, one of the disadvantages that they would have in order to, you know, do this again next year is the conference they play in. It isn't just necessarily their division, but, I mean, look at Carolina. I mean, Carolina's young, exciting. They've got a tremendous defense as well. That's a team to look out for. Green Bay, you know, if Rodgers is healthy, they're proven to be one of the best teams in the NFL. So, I mean, it isn't even just San Francisco or Arizona. It's that entire conference. It just seemed that it was a step up. It reminded me of the 80s. It was a step up from the AFC.
Did I miss? I think I read this right. Didn't the Packers have the Rookie of the Year? Came out over the weekend.
Remember who the Rookie of the Year was?
I think it was Trent Richardson a rookie this year? It was a running back. Who was the rookie running back for the Packers this year? I'll have to look it up. See, it got lost in everything else this weekend. I do know this over the weekend. Peyton Manning set an NFL record for most completions in a Super Bowl, and he doesn't care. He won his fifth MVP. He doesn't care. Greg.
Eddie Lacy,
thank you.
Eddie Lacy, yes.
All right. I just happened to know that on the top of my head.
That's good. Matt, you know what? You are a wealth of knowledge. Eddie Lacy put on a great concert this season in the NFL.
He did.
What's up, Greg?
Not much. Hey, have you ever noticed that when somebody says that they hope not to offend with their next statement, they usually do?
Yes, I should have said that. I should have warned everybody that there was an offensive statement coming.
It wasn't offensive. It just didn't make sense.
I'm not like offended.
With the statement, with all due respect or bless your heart, you're about to get slapped.
Mm-hmm.
And, the concert that should have taken place, it should have had Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi's from New Jersey.
Right.
And there has never been a band make more big deal out of being new from New Jersey than Bon Jovi. And what a great concert they would have put on. And something else, I gave the game an F because I turned it off. Because I didn't have anybody, I didn't care one way or the other. I just wanted to see a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercials, I gave a D.
Mm-hmm.
The Dale Earnhardt commercial was, I laughed out loud at. And I think that's it. Oh, and there, did you see Prince on that?
New Girl?
I've never watched that show in my entire life, but I love Prince. He's weird, but he's funny.
He is weird. That's Zoe Deschanel.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's cute. I like her.
It was a good. I won't ever watch it again unless Prince is on. But it's a good show.
What about the cop show that was on after the Super Bowl?
Brooklyn 99.
Yeah,
Andy Samberg show.
The first I heard about it was when it won all those awards at the Golden Globes. Did you watch it, Greg? Have you ever seen that show?
He's pretty funny. I mean, and the cast is pretty funny. You got to go back and I've caught a couple of them. I recorded, but yeah.
Terry Crews is on it.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Of course he is. Matt's in love with Terry Crews.
Those pecs.
Matt's got a heterosexual crush on this guy.
Well.
All right, Greg, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, man.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Greg, not,
to,
well.
Hey, not to offend, Greg, but Matt's got a heterosexual crush on this guy. Kevin.
Hey, I don't want to offend nobody.
But
I don't care if Michael Vick would be quarterback. The Seahawks were going to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was stupid. He offended me, man. That's all I got.
I appreciate the call, yes. I would like to think that in this day and age that focusing on the race of a defense/quarterback is probably not the most relevant part of the argument. I'd like to think that it's not really relevant at all.
Look, man.
And I'm pretty sure that nobody, and admittedly, I was not in the locker room, but I'm guessing that the guys from the Seattle defense did not sit around and say, we ain't going to let this cracker from Denver beat us in the Super Bowl, are we? Are we? No. I'm going to guess that probably was not part of the conversation.
Look, they were better, they were faster, they were more prepared. It wasn't a matter of desire. It wasn't a matter of, you know, beat the white guy. It was a matter of being the better team on the field.
I'm pretty sure that Richard Sherman talked this week about being the best corner in the league, having the best defense in the league, how Peyton Manning occasionally throws ducks. But I don't remember him mentioning anything about Peyton Manning's race this week as a factor in the game.
You know, you said something interesting last week to me, Justin.
Nobody believes that.
It's the truth. I mean, it is your show. You know, Denver's offense this year was the top-rated offense of all time. Seattle's defense, while being the top-rated defense this year, was 35th all-time statistically.
32nd, I think, yes.
But, you know, with the rules that, you know, tilt the game towards offense, would you have to think about perhaps putting this Seattle defense in one of the great defenses in NFL history based upon what they did in this game to the best offense in the game in an offense-minded league?
Yes. Considering they did it to the best offense in the history of the NFL for single season. And look, the caller from Pine Bluff, while I didn't agree with a lot of what he said earlier, he does make a good point. It is a little finessey, and if you can punch him in the mouth and rough him up, and that was the one thing we saw all year, Peyton Manning's pocket was clean, baby. And his pocket was not clean. It was collapsing around him like a burning building last night, and he couldn't get out of there fast enough. And you know what happened? He got burned. It was nasty. So when he's got a clean pocket and he's got time, fine. But he didn't have a clean pocket last night. They got roughed up. The defensive line, in many ways, won that game for Seattle. And the linebackers and the defensive backs will get the credit. But the guys up front collapsing that pocket around him, making him uncomfortable, forcing throws, bad angles, hitting his arm while he's throwing, forcing fumbles, forcing picks. That's what made the difference to me.
It was hectic in that pocket.
If you looked at any one individual matchup and said, this is the most dominated matchup of the game, I look at their defensive line against the offensive line of Denver.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it looked like the speed of that defensive line was way too much for Denver's O-line to handle.
I mean, did you see the way that Clint McDonald chased down the fumble? It was a fourth down play, and it didn't matter who covered it. They were going to get the ball either way. But the way he's locked up with an offensive lineman, and he busts out to the side and covers the fumble. That's athleticism. And, oh, by the way, he didn't start last night. They're filthy up front. Yeah. What's up, Will?
Hey, man, I'm one of that 5% that thinks he's overrated. Been highly overrated. I thought his whole career.
I didn't say 5% think he's overrated. I said 5% think he's not a top 10 quarterback.
Okay, well, I fall in. I mean, he's had 12 postseason losses. That's the most of any QB of all time. That proves right there he's not an elite quarterback.
I don't know if that proves it, but it's a stat that certainly goes towards your argument.
He did not show he was elite last night. He looked just almost like Romo out there. I just never
except
got
for it was in the postseason, and Romo doesn't get to do that much then.
That's true, man. That's all I got.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And again, I think you can't get too caught up in one performance. They lost to the best defense in the league last night. And again, when he has time to throw, he is a great quarterback. When he doesn't have time to throw, much like every other quarterback I've ever seen, he's not efficient. He's not great. But oh, by the way, Peyton Manning, not at one point last night that I'm aware of, unless I missed it, blocked for himself. I don't think he ever blocked for himself. I'm pretty sure it was never his job to hold up a defensive lineman from getting into the defensive backfield. Now, the defensive backs did a great job in coverage, too, and made him hold the ball a lot longer than he wanted to in many cases, too. So it is definitely there are a lot of guys that contributed to the issue. But to just automatically discount, well, he lost in a Super Bowl. Well, he didn't play well. I don't think he can do that. I don't. I think it's an oversimplification of the overall picture. I got to look at the big picture. I can't look at the little thing. I can't be too
big and
myopic
wide.
It's a microcosm.
Look from every different angle.
Trey.
Hey, man.
I can't wait to talk to Monty. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thanks to all of your. I know Bradley's coming back on the 5th, but
we hope.
We hope. No, actually, it would be okay if he didn't, because you, with Pigskin, you had somebody that had certainly an angle that you'd never had on the show before. You had Ellison with such tremendous baseball knowledge, and I appreciate that. I'd never really gotten into baseball before. You got LaCour, who's certainly attractive and has a ton of knowledge about Canada, and then you got Sugar Cane, who really, to be as young as he is, has a tremendous amount of knowledge about sports, and also I think has a great future in broadcasting. And you just had a good set of guys and girls there with you that made the show interesting. And Bradley's going to have big shoes to fill when he comes back.
I agree. And the good thing is that some of those folks that you mentioned will be still staying on as contributors in some form or fashion. And I've talked to most of them about that, so that's the good news. We've also found that we've got some talent that we can go to when people are off work. I would also say, Trey, that there's one factor that is, I guess, similar in all the people you mentioned, is that they're sitting next to me. So I don't know if they're actually good or they just sound really smart sitting next to me.
Well, but I didn't want to offend.
And I, you cannot offend me because my skin is very thick. So
it's impossible to offend this man. People try every day.
Yes, but you make a great point, and I don't want to be too I don't want to be dismissive of what you said, because it is 100% accurate, and I appreciate that.
But a lot of those decisions, a lot of those people are on there because you asked them.
Yes,
and I've said many times,
Trey, I'm not that talented, but I do recognize the talent in other people. Why do you think we hired Matty T as producer?
Kudos to you, Justin.
That is one cool dude.
Nobody puts on a better concert every day from 10 to 1 than Matty T.
Absolutely.
You know, Trey,
in 10-minute increments.
That's it. Thanks, bro. I appreciate the call very much. Thank you.
Trey, I'm very happy that I was able to open your eyes a little bit to baseball. That warms the cockles of my heart. And also remember this. You know, Pat is supposed to be on Wednesday. Some of us might actually be waiting just in case.
We'll see. Hey, look, Wednesday's signing day. He hasn't signed yet. Let's just see what happens. I can't wait to see it. Now, he's got a few options. Look, there are other stations that are trying to retain his services. I'm not going to lie to you. But we'll see what happens. I mean, look, we're all keeping our fingers crossed. There's a verbal agreement, but it's not binding. It's not binding. Wednesday's the big day for everybody.
That's when the bind actually starts.
That's it. It's the tie that binds. Monty.
Yes, sir. I think Peyton's overrated myself. I'm one of the 5% that doesn't believe he's in the top 10.
You don't believe he's in the top 10, really?
I just don't see how.
No, I'd put him up there with my Marino and Kelly.
Well, they're not in the top 10 either?
Kelly is in my top 10, but the other two aren't. They've got great numbers.
Well, who's in your top 10?
I'm not a big numbers man. But
okay.
Obviously. For me, it's winning championships,
okay.
Man.
Okay, but, well, here's the thing.
You want my top 10?
Well, no, but I just got to ask you about Kelly specifically. He never won anything.
No, but he did. I thought he won a USFL championship.
I'm talking about a legitimate championship. Come on now. I mean, that's silly. I just like Kelly.
I do.
I like Kelly, too. I'm not even a Peyton Manning fan.
He's probably at number 10.
I'm not even a Peyton Manning fan, but look, if you're number two in the history of the league in passing, you're number two in the history of the league in touchdowns, you've been to 3 Super Bowls, you've won one and an MVP, and you are the only guy who's won 5 regular season MVPs, and nobody else has won more than 3, A, you don't suck, and B, you're a top 10 guy automatically. It's a layup. There's no argument. There's no discussion. We could debate the top 5 until the cows come home, but there's no debate the guy's in the top 10. There's no question. It's not even an argument.
Monty, who's your top quarterback of all time? Can you give me your top 3?
Joe Montana.
I got no problem with Joe.
That's fine. What about two and three?
Two and three, I'm going to go Young, and I like Aikman. Always did.
Okay. Steve Young is a top 3 quarterback of all time?
For me, he is.
With all due respect. Get out of here, Monty. You're crazy. You're talking nonsense. Don't have time for that garbage.
Look, I mean, football's not a game that you can just break down to statistics, but when it comes to looking at players' legacies, mm-hmm. wide receiver, running back, quarterback. Statistics, you have to go by that. It's not the only thing you're going to go by. I get the idea of championships, but look, you're comparing, you know, from this era, Manning has the numbers. I mean, it's there.
If you're a defensive tackle, if you're Clinton McDonald, you may retire from the NFL 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, tomorrow, and your numbers may not be gaudy, but that doesn't mean you can't dominate the game. That's not a statistically based position. I mean, you can be dominant at your position and not have gaudy numbers.
That's right.
If you're a quarterback, you got to have gaudy numbers, and you also got to win a lot. And the thing is, again, like Tom Brady. Tom Brady should, by many people's estimation, have two more Super Bowl victories. Then there would be a very strong and extremely compelling argument that he is the best of all time because he has enough statistics, and he would have five Super Bowl rings with probably four MVPs. Be hard to argue against that at that point. But I don't want to get into this. We've already rehashed this a million times over. Hub.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, Peyton Manning, a genius. But also that being said, they had the same schedule pretty much as the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm a Chiefs fan. As we got exposed during the season, they got exposed right there on at the Super Bowl. I mean, now, as like I said, overrated, never. Peyton Manning can never be overrated because he has lived off these pick plays, and to decipher all that stuff that fast, he's great. But once they zoned out the middle with the linebackers, the hunger of the Seattle's defense, being able to play one-on-one on the edges, zone out that middle and run to the ball and make the tackle viciously is what happened inside the dang on Super Bowl. They wasn't out-synced. They were just physically outplayed. And that's what just happened. That's what I saw on the Super Bowl. The physicality, the hunger of the defense just really physically outplayed the Denver Broncos. The mentality, the scheming that Peyton Manning uses inside the offense was no match.
Look, and I think as the game went on, you could see that effort, you know, was starting to become a part of it because – you know, I'm not saying that I thought that the Broncos gave up or gave in, but it, you know, they by the time the second half rolled around and the opening kickoff is returned for a touchdown, I mean, at that point, I can't imagine what they would think at that point. And by then, I mean, you've had your nose rubbed in it, and you're already, you know, maybe embarrassed. Although I think Peyton Manning, you know, wouldn't like that word, but
yeah, I mean,
they broke their will. They really did.
Yeah, that's why I said they got out physical.
No argument.
They really got, huh?
No argument. You're 100% right.
Right. Because, I mean, if any other day, you know, the Kansas City, they played lights out man-to-man defense. But that the pick plays are designed to break man-to-man defense. Once you can zone out that middle of the field and got some corners that can hold on the edges, it becomes a tackling match. Can you make the tackle right there? Who's hungry enough to make that tackle? And that's where the physicality of football wins right there. Where no amount of scheming can work. You know, that's when defense always win championships. Check out the Detroit Pistons when they beat the Los Angeles Lakers with the Kobe Bryant and the super team that they had then. The physicality of the defense of it all is what wins.
Can't argue it. All right, appreciate the call. Thank you. We are going to talk about Arkansas basketball from over the weekend. They don't get a pass despite the fact they lost to a better team on the road and two of their starters or two of their guys who play heavy minutes were not available. But we will talk about it. And, oh, by the way, they handed a couple of Player of the Week awards away this weekend, too. So, congratulations. Way to go. Lee.
Hey. Yeah, I think that, you know, the team yesterday, I think that they just had a day off, man. I mean, I've never seen all – I watched Denver all the year, and I watched Seattle, too. But I never saw Denver play that bad. And I know Seattle had something to do with it. But I don't care who you are. I don't care who you play. You're going to have a day off sometimes. Sometimes you're going to have a bad day. And I do not think that Seattle could beat Denver like that every time they would play them.
No, I think everything went wrong that could go wrong, but they also, I think, are the better team. But you're right. It shouldn't be that kind of separation between those two teams and the scoreboard.
Yeah, and then they want to talk about who is the best quarterback of all time. Well, me, myself, I think that the quarterbacks of old was better than the quarterbacks of today because – the quarterbacks of old, they used to call their own plays.
Peyton Manning calls his own plays. You don't want to give him any credit?
Yeah. But I'm saying most of the quarterbacks in the league don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. They don't.
Yeah, you're right.
And Bart Starr won more big games than any quarterback I've ever known.
Bart's the man.
I think he won something like 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 9 playoff games, you know, postseason games. And then he won the first two Super Bowls. But I'm just saying, you know, like to me, if you want to talk about winning, you know, and stuff like that and being consistent, I mean, he didn't make mistakes, man. The dude threw 300 passes without throwing an interception and all that kind of stuff.
It is hard to compare eras. I mean, the game has changed a lot. It's almost not. It almost doesn't even resemble the old game.
It's, I mean, it's like comparing. It's like comparing. You know, the baseball before the ball had cork in the middle of it. I mean, it's a different game.
And there's
argument.
Yeah.
But yeah, his name is never mentioned.
No,
but he beat guys like Roman Gabriel, John Unitas.
Hey, I'm a Packers fan. I love him. I mean, I think he's great. He definitely goes among the greats of all time. I got no problem with that at all.
But nobody never said anything about it.
Bart Starr, Bart Starr, Bart Starr. I said it three times.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, man. Okay,
you're my man. There you go.
All right.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. He's right, though. Look, Johnny Unitas is, to me, there's no argument about him either. I mean, he should be a top 10 guy. I think he's 13th all-time in passing yards in the era he played in. Johnny is a beast.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he defined the position.
I mean, you know, should have beaten Joe Namath in the Super Bowl maybe, but, you know, nobody's perfect. Matt quit on us. Hey, Chris.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Oh, not much. I don't mean to offend anybody there, Justin.
Here we go.
But
I believe Ellen DeGeneres' popularity is a little overrated, don't you think?
No, I like Ellen a lot.
Oh, yeah, Ellen fan?
I like Ellen.
She's cute. She's funny.
I find Ellen to be very amusing, and I think her talk show was fantastic. And I wouldn't say I loved her commercial last night, but I do like her in general.
I got a question.
You don't watch her show, I'm going to guess, Chris, on a regular basis.
No, I don't.
I think as far as daytime TV goes, she does a great job. I really do. I like her show. I think she does good interviews. I enjoy it. I think she's got a fun-loving personality. I find her enjoyable. I also love Steve Harvey, but I don't talk about him on the air enough.
I know you said you're tired of hashing this out. Where would you put Peyton Manning if you don't put him number one?
I don't know. I think he's probably still on Mount Rushmore. Everybody's hung up in his postseason failures, and that's definitely a huge part of the equation.
How many quarterbacks get to go to that many postgames?
That's one of the points I'm trying to make. When you have gotten to three Super Bowls already, you've done something that not a lot of quarterbacks have done.
You've done it. Work, yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, the thing is, too, I'm just talking, if we were looking at it right now with everything we know right now and there's nothing else to – again, Eli's got a lot of career ahead of him. The problem with Eli is he threw 27 interceptions this year, and he may have two Super Bowls, but he threw 27 picks in a single NFL season. And admittedly, they had a ton of injuries. They didn't have a great team around him. That's all part of it. Ember says, well, when Peyton was in Indianapolis, he had a great team around him. Well, guess what? There aren't too many guys who have had great offensive numbers and won a Super Bowl at quarterback with a bunch of bums around him. It hasn't happened too often.
That's true. Hey, I hate to lower myself to even comment on this, but you fella that didn't want to offend anybody,
mm-hmm.
over this season alone, not just this season, but the man's career, how many teams that were majority African-American males on the team did he just pick apart over his career?
A lot. That's why the argument is so stupid, it's not even worth getting into. But I do appreciate you popping that up again, Chris.
All right, man.
Thank you, my friend. Mikey, Steve, Mike. We have two mics on. A Mike and a Mikey. We need a Steve. If we can get a Stevie on, we got
Mikey's his younger brother.
Oh, okay, there you go. Well, he won't like it. He eats everything. When we come back, we'll. I do want to talk about the basketball game from over the weekend briefly. I don't want to make anybody suffer through it. I don't want to spend the entire show arguing about Peyton Manning's merits either. But anyway, some would argue he's the third best quarterback in his own family. And if Cooper hadn't got hurt, he might have been fourth. I just don't think it's fair. I think we're overstating the case. I will say this. If you didn't go by Jim's Razorback Pizza over the weekend, they had a great show. We had the Midtown Violets in the other day down in Hot Springs. They